6. Biology. Listen to a lecture in a biology class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Did you know that a harmful disease might actually have evolved as a solution to malaria, a horrible sickness passed on by mosquitoes? Let's talk a bit about how this occurs. The disease is known as sickle cell disease. It occurs when a person's red blood cells look like sickles or are curve-shaped. This causes people to be very sick and eventually kills them. However, not everyone who carries the sickle cell trait develops the disease. It all comes down to a person's DNA. Everyone in the world has a genetic code called DNA. Each person's DNA contains half their mother's and half their father's genetic makeup. There are sometimes random changes in this code, called mutations. Sickle cells are a mutation. Now, some children are born with a sickle cell trait. This means that they inherited the genetic trait from one parent. They are a carrier of the sickle cell trait, but they don't get the disease. The problem occurs when a child inherits the sickle cell trait from both parents. When this occurs, the child develops sickle cell disease. So this means that the sickle cell trait is bad, right? Not necessarily. See, children with the sickle cell trait, not the disease, but the trait, are more immune to the malaria parasite. Some scientists believe that the sickle cell trait developed as a way to protect against malaria. In fact, the people who have the sickle cell trait almost all come from Africa, an area where malaria is common. This demonstrates that people likely develop the trait to combat malaria. It's actually a useful trait to have, as long as a child doesn't inherit it from both parents. So we have an unusual instance of a potentially dangerous mutation saving lives.
1. What is this lecture about? Two. What is the main idea of the passage?